let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Personal connections that leave people feeling a sense of being cared about and valued, with a true sense of belonging and being wanted, something most of us include when listing the kinds of things that lead to feeling happy and fulfilled. Yet many of us don't have the kinds of close relationships that leave us feeling deeply cared about and understood. The highly praised book, Belonging, Feeling Loved, Comfortable, and Safe by Dr. Paul Carlo, was created with the intention of empowering others to understand how to enrich their lives in ways that will result in their feeling more confident in their social experiences, comfortable, safe, and loved. Dr. Paul Carlo, PhD, psychotherapist in full-time private practice in Santa Monica, California, specializing in child, parent, family, and adult relationship issues. His extensive experience as a teacher, speaker, author, university administrator, consultant, and founding director of the USC Center on Child Welfare have uniquely qualified him as an expert in the area of forming and sustaining meaningful, satisfying, and loving relationships with significant others. He lives in Los Angeles with his wife and son, and he's our guest on This Week in America, Dr. Paul Carlo, author of Belonging, Feeling Loved, Comfortable, and Safe. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy for this chance to talk with you today.
And I am really looking forward to this. In an age when we feel we're connected with everybody, it seems we're really not connected with anybody. And we'll talk about that during the course of the program today. Let's talk about the inspiration for writing this book. Where did this idea come from to write Belonging, Feeling Loved, Comfortable, and Safe?
Well, in my psychotherapy practice over the last several years, it feels like I have increasingly seen people of various ages, teenagers all the way to elderly people, who feel like something is missing in their life and they can't quite put their finger on it. Some of them have all of the trappings of a successful world and life. They have a good job or they're good students. They are not living necessarily by themselves, and yet they don't feel a real sense of secure connection to anything or anybody, and they can't quite understand why, and they're very discouraged about it. It's kind of becoming an epidemic among young people. College campuses across the country are reporting that their counseling centers are absolutely overwhelmed with freshmen and sophomore students coming in who are good students, but who are very depressed, feel alienated and lonely on a campus full of other people, many of whom have suicidal thoughts, and they're asking for help and how to help these young people. But I see it in people of all ages feeling increasingly isolated. And it's surprising that with all of the social media connections that many people have, it's very double-edged for them. Online they have connections, but they're not face-to-face where you can look at the person in person, touch them in a positive way, hear their voice, notice all of the metacommunication, all the signals that they give you that they're interested in you and what you're doing. You don't get that online. And so they may have many supposed friends online, and yet they feel alone and lonely. So that, as I heard all of that, I kind of was looking for a common thread, a common denominator. Yes. And I decided it was this lack of a feeling of belonging in a secure way, being attached in a secure way. And I tried to think about myself and what in my life, when were the times that I did feel very good about that and were the times when I didn't. And an early memory came to me, and it was really the inspiration for starting to write the book, which was I lived on the East Coast. It was a snowstorm. I was going somewhere with my grandmother. We were waiting on the corner for a bus. I was all bundled up and had on boots up to my knees. But the snow was already about 18 inches and up to my knees. And suddenly we heard a loud gust of wind coming from around the corner and things blowing in that wind. And it was coming toward us, and I was frightened. And just as the wind reached where we were standing, my grandmother flared open her coat with her arm, pulled that coat around me and pulled me in close to her and clutched me to her body. And I remember feeling so safe, so warm, like nothing was going to hurt me, that I was connected securely, that I was wanted, that I belonged, and I didn't have to worry about my life. Yes. Going forward in a good way. And I thought, okay, that's the feeling I want to write about. I would like other people to be able to try to get to some approximation of that in relationships that are important to them. And I began to think about, what do people do? What have I done that might get in the way of that with other relationships, whether they're parental, whether they're social, whether they're business colleagues, whether they're romantic? And also, what are the positive things that we all could do, and Yes. Are there any, to change that? And I found in my thinking that there was a lot of positive stuff we could do and we could learn to do, and that this is a hopeful thing. And so that's why I wrote the book. I wanted people who have this issue in their lives to have a kind of a blueprint for going forward and knowing what they could change, what they could try to do different, to end up with the kind of relationships that they really want, that feel good to them.
The book is easy to read. The book is very relatable. You start with that story, and you recall it like it happened yesterday with your grandmother. And what's really nice with that is we all can sort of think back to, as a child, when somebody offered comfort in a situation like that. So again, that's very relatable. Just a simple gesture made you feel loved, comfortable, and safe, which is a subtitle for the book. It's Belonging, Feeling Loved, Comfortable, and Safe. Paul Carlo, C-A-R-L-O, Ph.D., our guest on the program. Book available wherever books are sold. We'll have a link on our website so you can link on directly. So what's this been like for you, this first experience in writing? You have all these thoughts. You put them all down. Again, it's relatable. It's easy to read. Now you need to get the book published. You need to get it out there in the public's hands, so it's actually going to make an impact on lives. What has this experience been like, first time publishing?
In the past, I have done a lot of writing for professional community, writing in articles in journals and articles and chapters in books for the professional community. But I never tried to write anything for people in general, for anybody who might want to pick it up and find a little bit of guidance towards some solution to something of a problem that they have. So it was very different. I was surprised, after I did some deep thinking about it, how easily the writing came. I could write down more easily than I thought when I was writing to the everyday person rather than a psychiatrist community.
Yes.
About what they might feel, what they might want, how they might get it. And it was a very exciting, fun thing to do. And over the course of a couple of years, on days off, I got it done. And I was really happy because what I wanted to say, I felt like I had put down and said.
And you did it so well.
Experience.
The reviews have been excellent, and you are helping people by sharing basically years of your work in dealing with people and helping us all get through these difficult times. How would you describe your book very simply to someone who hasn't read it? The title is Belonging, Feeling Loved, Comfortable, and Safe. This really is a book we can all relate to, isn't it?
I hope so.
Yes.
I think it is, and I would describe it as, it's a kind of a self-help guide to finding and having and keeping the kind of relationships that people want, that all of us really want, that let us feel we're wanted and that we're loved and that we belong. I talk a little bit about the need for not just one-on-one relationships, but broader relationships. We need connections to communities around us, whether they're work communities or neighborhood communities. We are not meant to be alone. We're not born alone. We're born to be connected to others. You know, a baby's born and the umbilical cord that has sustained and fed it and helped it grow into a live child over those years in the womb has to be cut. And if that cord is not cut, if there's not a disconnection made, that baby won't survive. And then that baby, human baby, will not survive at all for many years without help from people around it. It can't take care of itself. We need to be able to have these connections. We need to be able from infancy on learn that we are capable of letting somebody know that we need something and that the world is going to be safe and reliable and come and give it to us. So a baby cries as a way of notifying whoever the caretaker is that it needs something. And if it has a reliable caretaker, that person will show up and try to figure out, is it hungry? Is it a diaper change? It just want to be cuddled. But that call and response kind of mechanism is where we first build the basic trust we need in ourselves and in the world to know we can go forward. Some people are very lucky and they have that typical relationship with whoever their caretakers are.
Yes.
A lot of us are not so lucky and haven't had a caretaker who was reliable and consistent in the early times. And we learned that our ability to ask for help and get it is pretty poor because nobody's coming. And when they come, they can't figure out what to do and they don't come reliably and they're inconsistent. So we can't rely on ourselves for our survival. We can't rely on the world if that first basic trust doesn't really get in place. I write a little bit about that. I think it helps people to understand their own selves and what might be or not be good in their background that interferes with the connections that they want to make in the future and how that can be repaired. We need communities around us. We're attached to everybody. You know, scientists tell us that most of us, all of us have a little tiny bit of DNA that's connected to everything else in the universe on our planet, because, you know, we started from one-celled creatures that divided and multiplied, and that's how the Earth and its diversity began. And it doesn't matter whether you're faith-based or science-based or whatever your base of thinking is, we know that there's some connection. And if that's not believable to somebody, that we connect to other things, not just to ourselves, but to the community, there are lots of examples. I talk about some in my book of where communities got dispersed and why they were unhappy about that, what they were missing. But, you know, you can just ask anyone who has a companion pet, a dog or a cat, or the kind of pet that will come to you when you call it, and they will tell you stroking and petting and being nuzzled up against by that pet gives them such a safe and good feeling. There's a connection between those pet owners and those animals. And other animals connect to each other, even across species.
Yes.
So we need to be connected, there's no question. And we forget about it in the current very fast-paced, constantly changing, multimedia sort of experience of the world we live in.
And those connections sort of slow us down to make us focus on now rather than where we're going to be an hour from now, a week from now. The book is an excellent read. It's by Paul Carlo, PhD, Belonging, Feeling Loved, Comfortable, and Safe. Boy, the time is going by so quickly here. So many important things to talk about that Dr. Carlo addresses in his book. Talk about the accomplishment of being an author. You've accomplished quite a bit by your practice in dealing with people of all ages, get through, again, difficult situations, helping them. Now you're touching many people in a different way as an author. What does that feel like, the accomplishments of being an author?
I'm surprised at how many people have contacted me who have read the book and have pretty universally said, did you write this book about me? Do you know me, you know, secretly, and I didn't realize it, because I feel like you're talking right to me.
Yes.
Like we're just in the room, the two of us. That kind of feedback has been so rewarding for me, because that was my hope, that people would feel touched and talked to so that they could try some of the exercises, techniques, try some of the relationship things that might frighten them now and they don't have those relationships. And, you know, a lot of people, because of their backgrounds, get to feeling afraid of interacting on an intimate level because they don't want to have rejection. They don't want to be abandoned. They don't want to be disappointed. And they've had those experiences in the past. And they try to insulate and protect themselves from it in the future. And unfortunately, it's like putting an invisible wall around yourself. And you can never be reached in the way that you really want to be. So it takes some self-understanding and some work and some processing to get to a place where you become safely more open and relate. So they're saying, that's one-on-one. You're talking directly to me. And Rick, it's a very moving experience for me. I've never had that with anything else I've written.
Well, I keep going back to relatable. That's an easy word to pop in there, but it really is appropriate. You do feel like Dr. Carlo is talking to you, addressing you in a way that's fully understandable. It's actionable. It's a must-read, Belonging, Feeling Loved, Comfortable, and Safe, Paul Carlo, PhD, the author. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, you can link on directly and get information on that. You've done so well with this book and touching so many people. Are you contemplating a follow-up book or a second book?
Actually, I am. I'm putting together some notes. I would like to write a manuscript for people and I see a lot of people around me these days, not just in my practice, but in my community, in the world, who seem to be feeling increasingly unsafe in our world, mistrustful of institutions that we've always relied on, not being sure they're being told the truth, always worrying about something, uncomfortable all the time. I want to write about that. What causes that in our population? What can be done to help assuage that so that people can relax and breathe easier and be more comfortable? We see a lot of diagnoses of ADD, OCD, unnecessary diagnoses, things kind of caused as a result of the environment we live in and the behaviors that the environment gives to us. And so I'd like to write about that, and I'm starting to make some notes for the manuscript on that. That'll be the next thing I'm going
to
do.
I'm anxious to talk about that because it is such a pressing problem. It used to be you wanted news, you'd wait till 6:30, you'd watch one of the three major networks. They presented it, Walter Cronkite, who could say this guy was giving you fake news? Everything was there. Now it's coming at you from so many angles. You get on social media, you have so many stories, you get on social media, you find out that all these big companies that bring us Facebook and all the different forms of social media out there, we don't trust them. We don't trust them with passwords. I mean, all of this, it's really, when you think about it, a rather frightening time right now, isn't it, for many people?
It seems to be. And I have a lot of thoughts about it that I want to be able to convey to people to help them understand, despite that uneasiness and lack of general security around them, how they can become more grounded and more trusting of themselves and people who they choose wisely to be involved in their lives and go back to feeling safer.
Yes. I like that aspect of it because we're not going to get these major institutions to change. That train's already left. What we need to do is change ourselves. And I'm so anxious to talk about that book. Time going by so quickly. We're talking about the current book by Dr. Paul Carlo, Belonging, Feeling Loved, Comfortable, and Safe. What do you hope is the message that people take away from reading the book Belonging?
That it's very hopeful, and there's every reason to feel really good about being alive, and there's every reason to know that all of us can have close, loving relationships that feel right to us, that feel that we are understood and accepted as we are, that we're not conditionally loved, but we're loved for ourselves, even with some of our flaws, and that there are wonderful people out there waiting to relate to us if we just know how to show them that we're open to it. That's the message I'd like people to get.
The book is Belonging, Feeling Loved, Comfortable, and Safe by Paul Carlo, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon. Who is the target market? And I ask you that from your conversation and from reading the book. You deal with people in all age groups, don't you? This book is a book that if you're a teenager, you mentioned the suicide rate there, college students, appropriate for them. Older people that may feel out of touch because they're not really into all the electronic devices out there. This book really can benefit all of us, can't it?
I hope so. That's what I intended. And it's for anyone who can read or be read to and wants to pay attention to the information involved in the book. Because I think, what I've heard back from readers is, from many walks of life, they find it really useful. They find it really helpful. They're glad that they have it. They try the exercises and the activities I suggest, and many of them work very hard to do it, and they're moving forward, and they let me know that, and that's really thrilling for me, Rick. That's why I wrote it.
From the success of the book, I'm looking, and you are a doctor. You are someone, a psychotherapist who's out there in full-time practice, dealing with people, real problems. Has that helped you as a writer? Because you're not someone who's in a classroom and this is sort of theory that you're dealing with. This is your life every day in dealing with real people. Has that benefited you as an author?
Absolutely. It empowers me to feel confident that I have information from, you know, on the ground, not up in some ivory tower kind of thing. I mean, I've taught in universities a long time, and this is real information. People come in with real life problems that need to be solved, and I get so informed by them. I'm so indebted to the wonderful people who have come in as clients and work with me because I learn from them what's really going on in the world. You know, we're in an environment where we hear from some people that the economy is great, I hear from people whether it's really great for them or not, where we hear that everything is greater and better than it ever was in America. I hear from people every day, all day long, who say, not for them, that's not their experience. Here's why and here's why not. And so to have this kind of on-the-ground information, I feel very empowered by it. Like, it gives me something that I can offer, that I can talk about, that I can write about.
The book is Belonging, Feeling Loved, Comfortable, and Safe. Paul Carlo, PhD, our guest on the program. About 2 minutes left in the program, not nearly enough time to get into this, but we've talked about connection. The last chapter in the book, you talk about disconnection and the importance of that. Talk about that, because this is something we don't really think about.
You know, in the United States, we are not good at saying goodbye. We don't like disconnection.
Yes.
It frightens us. We have a tremendous emphasis on youth and beauty, and we think that's where all the power is. And people have trouble with aging. We don't age very gracefully, generally. We don't treat people who are aging in generally a very good way, even though they're a huge bulk of the population these days. You know, as I said earlier, you have to cut the umbilical cord for the baby to be able to survive. But it immediately needs to reconnect to that nurturing person for warmth and love and food. And I think our whole lives are a series of connections and disconnections and learning how to connect again. We're afraid of the disconnection part. And many people find themselves in relationships that are not good for them, that are not healthy. And it's okay to disconnect from those in a safe and comfortable way. And when we do disconnect, we are better off completing the process so that we've actually said goodbye. We've focused on what was good about it, when it was good, what isn't good now. We leave in a generous and kind way, like when we started the relationship, so that we can go on to new things. Because if we don't fully end a relationship that should end or that has to end, we can't fully be available to engage in a new relationship that we want. I see a lot of divorced families, the kids and the parents, and their custody problems and so forth. Many people I see who are divorced have not finished being angry at the partner or disappointed or let down, and they're still fighting about it in different ways through the kids. And it's bad for everybody. They don't go on to good new relationships, even though they sometimes remarry. Those new marriages don't work out the way they'd hoped because they haven't let go of the old one.
Yes.
If you don't let go of the old one, you can't connect to the new one. So learning how to disconnect is very important for us. And I put a lot of paragraphs into those chapters about how to do it.
Yes.
Well, because we don't do it well in the United States. We don't do it well at all. It frightens us. We try to avoid it at all costs. We don't like endings.
Now, that's one of the very important chapters in the book, Belonging, Feeling Loved, Comfortable, and Safe by Paul Carlo. That's Carlo, PhD. Books available at Amazon.com. Also, Dr. Carlo's website, drpaulcarlo.com. Both of those links will be up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. But a lot of great information on Dr. Carlo's website, drpaulcarlo.com and amazon.com. Again, you'll find all of those at our website. Doctor, other than not having 4 minutes to talk more about the book, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Went by so quickly. Good luck with the next book. Love to have you come back and talk about that. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed it, Rick.
It has been our pleasure. Thank you. Paul Carlo, PhD, author of Belonging, Feeling Loved, Comfortable, and Safe. The book's available at Amazon. His website is drpaulcarlo.com. All that information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back after these messages. Jeez, that went by quickly. That was fun.
For me.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Hopefully we can do that again, and I'll get these links off to you very quickly.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Bye.
It's been fun. Enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.